First, a timeline. In November of 2017, Greene County voters approved a 1/2-cent sales tax to expand the jail. For years, the jail has been bursting at the seams, and the county has paid millions of dollars to transport and house prisoners up to 3 hours away from here. In June of 2018, the county began demolishing buildings in the 900 block of Boonville to make way for the jail expansion there. But county commissioners say several things happened. They learned that the proposed jail would be 8 stories tall, and it wasn't exactly ideal to have one of the most prominent buildings in central Springfield be the jail. And Donna Barton, a spokeswoman for the county, said steel tariffs were also a factor in the cost of materials changing. At the press conference Tuesday, Greene County Presiding Commissioner Bob Dixon told reporters it became apparent that a different material would be needed to keep the cost down. So the county decided to build a jail with precast concrete cells. And he defended the decision to keep the land details private until this week.
There are a few things that government can do in closed meetings, but land purchase and real estate agreements are not only allowed but advised under state statutes of Chapter 610.
Dixon told reporters several factors went into deciding on a location, the amount of acreage needed, surroundings, utilities and roads, and mostly the cost. Total purchase price is just under $680,000 for 23 acres. He said officials have not yet decided what to do with the current jail once it no longer houses prisoners, but it may be converted into office space. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.